Last time in the Bad Articles, our Knuckles made their way through a series of man-made puzzles beneath the Sea Senior and come upon some sort of massive cove. I wonder if I've got tunnels underneath my pub. Stick around to find out what happens next, unless you're a bloody coward.
Since the dawn of time, Ireland has played host to unimaginable horrors, ushered in through an ever-weakening veil between our world and the other side. They live among us, shaping our mythology, sowing chaos, scaring the shit out of people. Not all hope is lost. Underfunded, undergunned, and underappreciated, the USNA stand proudly in the way of unchecked otherworldly chaos. This secret network of brave volunteers put their lives and their sanity on the line, all for a better tomorrow.
Have you ever been sleeping over at your cousin's house and his Ric Flair action figure turns to you in the night and says, woo, kind of like a ghost, and you freak out and wake up the cousin, but by that stage, the toy has gone dormant again?
You better call the OSNA before you find yourself in the Bad Articles.
We rejoin our Knuckles as they have just completed three absolutely ludicrous man-made puzzles as they stand in a dark cove. And it is truly dark in here. While you can see the crow's nest, you can't see much else of what it's attached to. But as your eyes adjust, you begin to make out what appears to be the shape of a tiki torch at the edge of the platform. And next to it is a classic little coin-operated top-up machine with familiar gas lines from within the tunnel, feeding directly into the torch. The cat bolts off into the darkness and begins to hop down the rocks.
No.
Out of sight.
No. You were going to be a friend for Kai.
It's coin operated, but I'm a little light right now.
I mean, I can put money in. I don't know what will happen when...
Well, presumably it's...
Oh, like any of us know what's going to happen.
It's going to light up the space. It's the gas. It's the light.
Should I put in money?
Yes!
All right. Okay. I put in a pound coin.
As the pound coin falls into the slot of the machine, you hear the hissing of gas, and the torch in front of you sparks to life, followed quickly by seven more torches that are dotted around the high platforms, utterly encircling this lagoon below. They go up like Gondor calling for aid. By the light of these eight torches, you are assaulted by the sheer size of this cove. It is massive, and as you trace your eyes down the length of the mast, you see a ship docked in the centre of the lagoon, damaged severely by the jagged rocks that are peppered amongst the water.
What a sight to behold, eh? I think that cage leads us right to the Doloroso.
Yeah, I feel like we can't do anything else.
All right, in we get.
Honestly, I'm more concerned about being in a closed cage with you while you're covered in shit. You know what? You saved us from doing it, so I shouldn't complain.
Okay, now seems like a good a point as any. Babysitting? Babysitting me? Babysitting him?
The cage is locked and we're going down, so you can't get away.
Me as well?
Yeah, what? Sorry, is there more to that outside of you're offended by it?
For what? What actions of mine need babysat? This man's covered in shit.
I don't know, you just seem to be talking to your ex the whole time when we were trapped.
And...
we're on a mission.
I was getting intel. Also, he's nice and maybe dead.
Also, when you guys decided to break into a place, you stayed extra time to steal a robot.
You fucking look me in my two eyes and tell me you wouldn't have done the goddamn same.
I wouldn't have done the same.
Liar.
It's a fucking robot.
You hate technology.
I don't hate technology.
It's the cutting edge. It can pour a pint now.
You reach the bottom of the cove with a little splish as the floor of the lift lands onto the top of the water. You can see a small raft next to the ship, attached to a rope which is anchored to a rock next to you and to the belly of the ship. Using the rope to ferry yourselves across, you find yourselves eye to eye with the hull of this monstrous galleon. It is easily hundreds of years old. The hollow mouths of black cannons peek out from countless gun ports, barnacles peppering the ancient and ever creaking wood of this vessel. You're able to get a hold of a rope ladder, which takes you all the way up to the poop deck, passing a sign which reads, Doloroso. When you set foot on the deck, it is impossible not to notice an absolute abundance of gold coins. Aztec coins. You're immediately startled by a noise emanating from within the captain's chambers. Hiding behind some barrels, you peek from cover to see three familiar faces behind the murky windows of the captain's chambers. Samuel Ryan, Spudbag, and Rubblesack. Spudbag stands to the back, wielding an electric torch. It is hard to know what they're saying or what they're looking at. It's dark in there, even with the glow of Spudbag's flashlight. You can, however, see that the three men appear to have found something. We cut to the interior of the captain's chambers. Dust lingers in the air, illuminated by the light of Spudbag's torch. Dim shadows dance malevolently against the walls as a figure struggles to its feet. The very flesh of this skeletal husk of a man peeling like the bark off a birch tree as he begins to slowly rise from the fetal position in the corner of this ancient chamber.
Sweet Jesus, Spudbag. What on God's good green earth is that?
I'm not sure, Rubblesack, but it's all minging and gangly, like a Nosferatu.
That, my sweet Spudbag, is indeed an apt description. This creature is most hideous.
Perhaps, Rubblesack, rather than remain entranced by this grim visage, it should be in our best interests to leave.
Two for two, sweet Spudbag. Though, may I suggest that we take the liberty of paying ourselves on the way out? There's certainly enough gold here to get you a new Casio keyboard and then some.
Quite right, Rubblesack. And it's like our therapist says,
You don't have to stay in bad situations.
As those two lovable goons are gathering coins, Samuel Ryan slithers his way to the door of the captain's chambers, suddenly closing it and ramming a rusted sword through the handle, like in the films.
Well, my sweet Spudbag, it would appear as though we have been betrayed.
Oh, Rubblesack, our terrible lust for gold and our poor judgment of characters have indeed led to our demise.
The creature lurches towards them and holds out a crooked and gnarled hand wrapped around a stone disc. Spudbag and Rubblesack clasp each other and shut their eyes as years of their lives are stripped from their bodies like the sands of time, entering the stone and beginning to sew this creature back together. And with that, the seemingly mummified corpses of Spudbag and Rubblesack slump to the ground, still clutching each other and a rake of gold coins. We cut back to our agents, cowering behind some barrels. You see Samuel Ryan whimpering as the door to the captain's chamber begins to age. The rust on that sword grows rapidly, and even the very handle of the door begins to crumble into dust. In the frame of the door stands what you can only surmise was once a man, adorned in 16th century naval attire and clasping a stone disc with a familiar engraving upon it. Samuel Ryan drops to his knees.
Please, mercy, I came to help.
When you and your companions came upon me half a century ago, I had already been here for 400 years, too weak to escape, and this body unwilling to die. Can you imagine the torture?
We didn't mean to. We didn't know. There was a storm. Our boat capsized, and the four of us found our way inside the cove for shelter.
A likely story. You broke into my prison, one created by a crew of worthless mutineers. My own men trapped me here because they did not understand the power of the stone, did not understand the hunger.
One of our lifeboats was thrown against the rocks. It just revealed an opening. We had no choice. How could we know what was inside this cave?
No choice? Ha! Thieves! All of you! I should have devoured you all when I had the chance.
Look, I came back, didn't I? I came to set you free. I had the mackerel killed for you.
For me, after 50 years of keeping my power at bay by the light of those damn torches, another 50 years of hunger, while you and your kin reap the benefit of being near the stone, long life.
Look, I'm sorry. The others are dead now, though. It's just me, and I'm here to release you.
You are a snake, Samuel Ryan. I might have been too weak to stop you, but do not think I didn't notice your frequent trips to my poop deck. A coin here, a coin there, yes. Greed is what drives you, a hunger. And I thank your comrades for satiating mine.
Yes, that's why I brought them, don't you see?
What I see is a fool. A fool who thinks himself able to barter with a god.
A god? Come on now. You've got a wee magic stone stuck to your hand. It hardly makes you a god.
I am more of a god than you.
That's semantics. Look, I've come to release you, and I ask something in return, though. I'm dying. Ever since the mackerel kicked me out of the sea, Señor, I've been aging. You know, like, really aging.
If you are here to release me, why would you have relit the braziers? Don't you think that I can feel them? The fires might stop the power of this stone, but that does not help you.
The braziers? But I didn't light them. Please, I need more time.
My name is Inigo Valdez. You have stolen enough time from me, and yours, Snake, is up.
Valdez raises his stony disc hand to the cowering snake Samuel Ryan and devours what little life the man had left in him. You can see the sands of time flowing through Valdez and visibly knitting parts of him back together. It looks a little bit like what happens to the Nazis at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, but in reverse. Suddenly, slinking down from the mast, you see a familiar little ginger tabby cat doing that cocksure walk that cats do. It's that wee bugger from upstairs. And if cats could talk, this one would surely be mourning the death of sweet Spudbag. Maybe he had ham in his pockets. We'll never know. The cat does that wee arse wiggle that they do when they're threatening to jump, but it stops upon noticing you behind the barrels.
I think we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is no worm.
This is a lot more serious.
This is a lot more serious than the worm.
It's a lot more serious.
That's kind of a sorcery stone dealio by the sounds of it.
Yeah, this is actual magic. Like, this is terrifying.
Yeah, this is... I've shit myself, actually. You can't tell because I'm covered in shit, but I have shit myself.
Standing in the doorframe, you see this weird-looking old admiral fella. That stone is fully fused into that man's hand, and he is casting his eyes across the poop deck. You're all cowering behind some barrels about 20 feet away from him.
I would like to cast around for some kind of pirate weapon.
There are rusted swords, spears, and a bunch of gold just strewn all over the deck of this ship. It is wrecked. But there's loads of stuff here.
Okay, so it sounds like, and I don't mean to be glib, you have the most experience removing arms.
I literally have the same idea.
I'm speaking Spanish.
But I was thinking, one of you needs to do a distraction. And I think because you're the adult and the most charismatic, you've seen it happen.
I'll do it. I'll do the distraction.
Do you think you could seduce him?
Flirt with him.
I'm not
darling.
A flirt. I don't know how you two got this impression. I am happily married.
It doesn't mean that you're not trying.
I'm not trying. It does mean that.
Okay, let's say you're not aware of the effect you have on people, but listen, you're a stud.
I'm gonna take the cat and I'm gonna look into those torches with my loose change, and you know what? I'm gonna compensate myself ahead of time because we get limited per diem. So I'm gonna lift a few of these coins.
No, do not lift the coins.
Are you sure?
Don't pick up cursed Aztec gold right now. This seems like the worst possible time.
It might not all be cursed. We don't know that.
It's definitely cursed.
It's definitely all cursed.
Fine.
I'm gonna try and get him to look away from the barrels. Maddie, you're gonna go for the braziers, and you're gonna try and get a.
I'm gonna go for the arm. I've got a sword right here. All right, Dolan, whenever you're ready.
All right, Surf Dolan tries to gather himself and then sort of comes up from the barrels, like arms in the air, sort of... Mr. Valdez, Admiral Valdez, sorry, what should I address you as?
Captain Inigo Valdez.
Captain, I'm very sorry.
I see this snake has brought a comrade with him. Slinking behind my barrels, are you?
I'm not with these gentlemen. I can promise you that. I'm trapped down here, and I'm just like you. I'm trying to get out of here. I have no intention of staying.
You are just like me. You have been trapped here for 450 years.
I may very well have to. There's a time. I don't know how the time works here anymore.
I think if you were on my ship for 450 years, I would
have
noticed
you. I've been upstairs. It's the same. Every time I try to leave, I can't.
You are a friend of the three that kept me here.
I've just come to investigate what was happening. I can promise to you, I don't wish to live forever or steal the gold. I just want to go home.
A likely story. I see your covetous eyes, admiring the gold on my poop deck.
Valdez slowly raises his hand, like a conductor telling the violins to pull their weight and play louder. And with that, the coins that lie strewn across the deck begin to rise from the ground. floating towards Valdez before coalescing into little spheres about the size of a slitter or a baseball for any Americans in the room. With a point, he sends one of those wee things rocketing across the deck towards Dolan. Dolan, I'm going to need a preservation roll from you.
No.
That'll be an 80% chance. Just roll 80 or under.
Oh.
23 under 80.
This little golden rocket flies over your shoulder and strikes the edge of the boat, bursting into a big glittery shower.
You came for treasure. Allow me to deliver it to your face.
I have... Can I try, like, sprinting as I'm dodging, like, to the other side of the ship?
No, you absolutely can try to make a bolt. Are you going to run in his direction?
So, trying to keep a distance, like sort of... Like, I'm going around a circumference from someone facing the other side of the ship and getting him to face towards, I guess, the cave-in?
Dolan tries to kite around the outside of Valdez. I'd say you'll be able to reach there, no problem. Have you got a plan?
Yeah, I think you're being foolish.
I am being foolish?
Yes, yes, the world is so different. We have cannons now that can shoot from one country to another.
I do not need cannons any longer. I require nothing but the power of this stone. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And he flings another ball of gold.
Oh, God.
Another preservation roll.
Another preservation roll, please.
46 under...
80.
80.
Once again, you're lucky. This one flies even further, smashes onto the deck.
Maddie's going to make a bolt for the lift, or if there is another way up.
Maddie, you step up and start running back towards that little rope ladder you climbed up to get down.
There's some parkour involved.
There's some parkour involved in 1993.
Just as the sport is being developed. Yeah.
More companions of yours, I see.
Spotted immediately?
Oh, it definitely spots immediately, but you're able to get right over there. You start running, but stretching his arm out towards you, the stone fused to his hand. He rotates the on stone like he's turning down the volume with a big knob on a hi-fi. With that, you begin to feel as if you're wading through molasses, slow as anything. But will you have enough force of will to push through it? Let's find out. That'll be a preservation roll. This one's trickier.
Agility.
This'll
be
a 40.
Oh,
that's a 9. Maddie, you feel this weight pushing down through your legs, almost like there's lead in your shoes, but you just fight right through it, and you make your way, and you're able to swing down and grab onto the ladder. So let's say you've gone off the edge of the boat, and you're holding onto this rope ladder, ready to climb down.
So what's your plan once you get up there? You're just going to drain everyone inside, rule over a golden graveyard?
That sounds about right to me. And it is all that this place deserves after what they have done to me.
You're just swapping one prison for another.
A prison of my own control.
That's insane. What do you actually want, you madman?
I want to devour every last second that humanity has to give.
And he once again twists his arm. Let's see if Dolan can resist that weird time manipulation thing he does.
Am I rolling against anything?
You're rolling a 60% preservation roll.
37 under 60.
Dolan just simply shakes his head at the captain.
It has been a long time since I have used these abilities, okay?
You can't stop me. How do you plan on stopping an actual armed force?
Once I devour you and your little friend who tried to run away, I will have more power, Jace. And then I will be able to finally escape this cave when the braziers go out.
Do you even know, like, what a satellite is?
A what?
It is a weapon that could destroy you in an instant.
And you have control of these weapons?
Of course I don't, but actual armed people
do.
Say
you do!
Maddie screams from
the... The only thing that's keeping you alive is the fact that no one knows about you.
No one knows of me yet. Soon, I will escape. And all will know the name and fear Inigo Valdez and the Doloroso.
Gideon Hubble is slowly creeping across the deck towards Maddie Murphy, who's just poking their head up. What are you two doing?
What are you doing? I'm gonna go light these flames.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Are you coming?
No, I'm gonna cut off his arm. It's all I'm good for.
Okay, I mean, be careful.
I'll try.
Gideon, you're standing on the deck. The coins across the deck begin to rattle and move. But this time, they start rushing across the poop deck towards the captain's chamber, through the door, and straight down the gullets of the husk-like bodies of Samuel Ryan and poor Spudbag and Rubblesack. Hundreds of these things fill their bodies until they're fit to burst. The bodies, now turgid with riches, clamber to their feet and shamble their way out the door onto the deck, jangling like a trio of coin purses. And Jesus Christ, sure hasn't Valdez himself started levitating now, rising up from the deck about 7 feet in the air, held aloft by the power of the stone.
Enough of this. Drop your weapons, and perhaps I will allow you to join my crew.
There's gold zombies! There's gold zombies on the deck!
That's really gross. I'm really grossed out by that.
Gideon, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna... Fuck, my whole plan was to cut off his arm, but now his arm's up in the air. I'm gonna get up the fucking rigging. Yeah. Yeah.
That will be an agility roll to see how far up you get.
Oh, 12! Under 20!
Oh! Gideon has a remarkable vertical leap, and he hoips and grabs onto the rope. Now, you're a bit off the ground, but you're making it up there. You're about level with him. He's still maybe 10 feet away from you, but you're at eye level. Maddie, seeing these three shambling gold zombies and your friend and his impressive vertical leap, what do you do?
Okay, I'm ditching the bid for the lift. And I'm going to see if I can... How embedded are the cannons in the side of the ship? Are they on the same floor? Are they on the same deck?
The cannons will be on the deck below, poking through holes. On this deck, you would mainly see like hand-to-hand weaponry and some things like spears that you could chuck. Give me a little awareness roll.
3.
You spot by the edge of the boat these little metal spheres with what looks like a small fuse coming out the top.
Oh boy. I'm on the side of the ship. I've spotted these. Swinging back up, ditching that plan. Do I have a lighter on me?
Yes. Yeah. I say that's fair.
Yeah. I'm putting this together in my head. I start lighting shit and throwing it at these guys, these gold zombies.
Excellent. All right.
As many as I can, like, light and throw simultaneously.
I'd say it'll probably be one a go, but we'll be circling back to you.
All right.
But you light this fuse. You think you've maybe got about 3 seconds to throw that thing. That'll be an agility roll, please.
42 under 60.
You yoik this thing.
Oh, fuck, my agility's 40.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
You damn tight!
It sails through the air, and mid-arc just goes...
It looks like it's coming straight for Samuel Ryan's big, bulbous, golden head, but it sails right past him and clatters against the side of the captain's quarters before erupting in a massive explosion. You hear the crunch and creak of old, rotten wood, and the ship kind of lurches a little bit to one side.
Fill your pockets with my gold, eh? Why not fill your entire body?
He lobs a bunch of gold at you. That's going to be a little preservation roll. 80% to dodge some flying gold.
5.
He's had nothing moving to throw at for ages. The gold flies past you and skitters across the deck. Dolan, what are you doing?
For goodness sake, you madman, we are trying to cooperate.
Your companion is throwing bombs on my ship.
You spooked him! Obviously they're gonna do that. You're floating, you're freezing to dead. Just give us a moment to be calm and collected. Why would we even want to steal the gold? It's worth jack shit.
So you aren't interested in any of the gold on my ship?
I'm more interested in the rusty swords than I am the gold. That's how little it's worth.
The man-shaped beanbags shuffle their way towards Dolan as this argument continues. And one of them's going to take a big swing at you, Dolan. Give me a preservation roll.
Oh, 5. Suck at some.
Without breaking the flow of your big invective, you duck under a big swing.
Can I try and trip it up as it's going past me?
That'll be a might roll. Yes, all you right, can.
17 under 40.
Goddamn.
You sweep your leg and you hit this guy right in the ankles. And he flies backwards and his head smashes against the deck, bursting, sending a big stream of gold scattering out from his big old head wound.
Look, I'm not asking us to be allies. Once we get out of here, we can split. But right now, this is in no one's interest.
Clearly,
They have sent a true warrior to pry and best Inigo Valdez.
I am not a warrior. I've got maybe 5 good years in these knees. I'm trying to warn you.
5 good years? Sound delicious to me.
Gideon, your eyes are darting back and forth from midair down to the deck, watching this whole argument unfold. You saw your mate kick a zombie and make his head burst. What are you going to do? I'd say you can make it up to that crossbeam, no problem.
I'm going to keep climbing.
Hand over hand, Gideon reaches. Thank you. Reaches the crossbeam.
I'm going to start very gingerly and very carefully moving my body along the beam towards Valdez.
You wrap yourself around this beam, hugging it, and start shuffling your way along the beam to try get yourself directly above Valdez.
I'm going for the drop on him.
Maddie, what are you doing? You're still holding a grenade and you got a sack full of them.
I light another.
Yeah.
I punt it at him.
And you punt it. You punt it at him. You drop it and kick it like you're playing Gaelic. That will also be an agility roll.
38 under 40.
Yay!
You drop this thing and give it a full-on World Cup-style boot, the sort of one you'd see in a highlight reel on Match of the Day, and it sails between the two of them and explodes, sending them flying in opposite directions. They hit opposite sides of the deck and explode into a big shower of gold. They're both dispatched.
I got a split. Yes.
With his puppeted crew members dispatched, Valdez drops back to the deck and glares at our agents. He stretches his arm towards Dolan as some sort of magic begins to crackle across the face of the stone. Suddenly, a blast of energy shoots out from his arm towards you. I need a preservation roll, Dolan. 40%.
88 over 40.
As the blast strikes your leg, the fabric of the bottom half of your trousers rots clean off. Your wee bare leg now revealed, you see that your skin has begun to wither and sag. You've got the calf of an owl man.
Divine.
He seems to have literally sucked the age out of your leg.
How does it feel to be ravaged by time?
Shit! Got rid of my leg. Quite clearly, the powers of the world are scared of you now. You and your middle income bracket ass is gonna destroy the major world powers one by one.
What is an income bracket?
I'm saying you're not very wealthy.
You are saying that I, Captain Inigo Valdez, surrounded by all of this gold on my
pocket. We have a similar net worth right now.
I
hate you. What's your problem,
get
man?
Him.
What's
get
your
his
problem?
Ass stolen.
Are you sure you weren't admiral? Are you sure you weren't just...
I was not an admiral. I have told you this. I was a captain.
Oh, right. Well, are you sure you were captain, not just sweeping the fucking poop deck till everyone else died?
Shut up!
Valdez, quite frustrated at Dolan's pretty logical arguments, flings a bunch of coins at him. I'm going to need another preservation roll. This will be an 80%.
Really? Even with the leg?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 60%.
Yeah.
Oh!
If I hadn't said anything. Yeah. 73 over 60.
These coins are properly, like, condensed into a wee ball, and it cracks you right in the chest. You hear a little of a few ribs breaking.
God, Jesus, you broke my ribs with pocket change.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I hate you.
Enemies to lovers.
Gideon, what are you doing up there on that mast?
Can I get Maddie's attention?
Aye.
Bomb the mast. Bomb the mast. I'm too high.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What if you die? I can't be responsible for another.
The last one wasn't your fault. It was my fault. This is what redemption looks like.
I meant my ex, but okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you totally killed him. You'll have to answer for that in your own time.
I light another grenade and I throw it towards the mast. Good luck.
That's gonna be another agility roll as you try to basketball through this one.
Whoop. 59 over 40.
Oh, you throw it and you hit the mast directly and it just bounces off and lands on the deck and explodes, opening a big old hole, and you start to see water like on the decks below. This thing is already starting to lurch and creak to one side.
Sorry!
What the fuck?
Okay, you tried your best.
As the explosion goes off and the boat slowly tilts, I'm going to need a little preservation roll from you to keep your grip up there. And that's probably a 40%.
That's 99 over 40, baby.
Gideon, you cannot hold on and you fall 20 feet. And smack onto your back.
Oh,
my spine.
That really, really hurt.
My spine.
Am I in a position to be able to run over to Gideon?
Yes.
Okay. I run over to Gideon and say, give me medical advice that I can do to you.
I've dislocated my shoulder. You just need to push very hard and swiftly. Could I...
Spit it out.
Could I bite on something? I don't want to scream.
I put the jotter in your mouth.
I'll pop it.
I do my best. I try to push it back in.
That will be a medicine roll.
25 over 20.
You wiggle this loose flapping arm around and you can't quite find the pop. With that, Valdez, seeing you two helping one another, spins his arm around.
Destroyer of my ship, I will have years of your life.
It was literally an accident.
Twice?
Both times.
I'm going to need a preservation roll from you.
71.
That's a 71 over 40. A blast flies out from the stone and strikes you right in the head, leaving quite a fetching white streak in your hair now. Ooh. It's a wee bit older. So, Gideon, what are you going to do with one dislocated arm?
I'm going to roll over and stumble to my feet and pick up the sword. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of you. You've made my friend's leg weird. You've made my other friend's hair look awfully fetching. Yeah. I'm not even mighty, but I'm going to go for might. And as I'm doing it, I'm thinking back to the worm and thinking back to Clary. And I'm like, this is redemption.
That is a might roll.
Oh, God. Oh, 23 over 20.
Oh.
You raise the sword above your head and bring it flying down towards him, and at the last minute he bats your arm.
No, thank you.
The Doloroso has taken some beating from the fallout of Valdez's barrage of attacks and Maddie's grenades, and you can feel it shifting in the water due to all that damage dealt to the rotten wood of this once magnificent ship. Valdez again begins to rise from the deck, seemingly empowered by that last bit of energy that he sucked out of Dolan's leg. The stone fused to Valdez's hand crackles and glows as an ominous deep hum fills the cavernous space. The coins and weaponry across the deck begin to rattle and shift towards him. The pull of ancient magic straining the hull of the ship. You hear it splinter and crack under the pressure.
This ship has been my prison, but no more. It shall become your tomb.
You too all begin to feel yourselves lifted from the deck, helpless under the power of this stone. Valdez laughs maniacally as he seemingly leeches time from the very fibers of all that surround him. You begin to feel his force creep towards you as a wave of terror washes over you all. Suddenly, from atop the captain's chamber, you hear a familiar voice.
I'll save you, Maddie Murphy!
He's back!
Sebastian Prick, absolutely clattered in shite, runs full pelt and leaps from the roof of the captain's chamber, spearing Valdez right out of the air like one of them wrestlers off the TV. As they crash onto the deck together, Valdez breaks Prick's fall. Prick shifts, clambering forward, putting all of his weight onto Valdez's chest and pinning Valdez's upper arm with his knee. He grabs his wrist just below the hand fused to that magical stone, and he pulls with all his might, bellowing Maddie's name.
Maddie Murphy!
You hear the splintering of bone as he snaps Valdez's arm and tears through the flesh and rips your man's arm clean off him. Detached from the stone, Valdez lets out an unimaginable howl. As hundreds of years take their toll on him all at once, he writhes and screams as his face becomes gaunt and sallow, his skin desiccating before your very eyes until there's nothing left but dust and bone.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer man. I need help.
Still clutching the now shriveled hand fused to that mystical stone and still absolutely clattered in shite, Prick rises to his feet and turns to look at y'all.
Well, well, well. I fucking told you there was gold here, didn't I?
Did you not draw it? I felt terrible. I've mourned you a lot in the last little while.
I got washed out into the sea through that river of shit. Turns out that tunnel goes straight out to the ocean.
Can you guys see him?
Yeah.
I'm fully here.
Can you guys see me with my leg and my chest just...
Holy shit!
Yeah, you look pretty beaten up.
I look pretty bad.
Suddenly, the stone begins to spark and crackle. Instinctually, to protect Maddie and their friends, Prick leaps away from the agents, clutching the hand to his chest. Mere seconds before a burst of energy explodes from the stone, shattering it to pieces. After a moment, Sebastian Prick rises to his feet and turns to Maddie and the agents.
Well, thank God that's not going to be a problem anymore, right?
However, in this moment, a peculiar look sweeps across his face as frown lines and wrinkles arc across his forehead and cheeks. His hair greys and sheds as his shoulders begin to slump with age. It's like the Nazis in Indiana Jones again, but this time, unfortunately, it's going in the bad direction. Before you stands a man of 100 years and a day. But Maddie still sees that unmistakable sparkle of adoration in his eyes.
Don't you dare die again, you kind fuck.
Don't you worry about me, Maddie. I'm gonna be just fine.
He suddenly clutches his chest as this poor fella's heart gives out.
No.
And he collapses to the deck.
No, not again. Gideon, what can we do?
For a 100-year-old man?
Ooh. He's not really 100, come on.
I can do chest compressions, but I... All right, okay, I'm doing chest compressions.
You give a few futile chest compressions, hear a couple of crunches, and turn to look at Maddie.
There must be something else. Mouth to mouth.
Dolan, this is where you come in. You old dog.
I'm glad we can joke about this already.
I think we got to joke about it. It's the only way through the trauma.
I don't think I can stand.
You don't think you can stand at all?
It is there. It is, doesn't feel great. There's an imbalance, and it hurts to breathe right now.
Do you want me to take a look?
No.
I'm not trying to fuck with you. I'm medically trained. I can help you.
Guys, Seb's dead.
Seb's dead. I think...
Again.
I kind of made my peace with that already.
No, I actually regret being so hard on him. I was really hard on him. I thought he was a loser, but he saved our lives.
Now there's no time to mourn poor Sebastian, however, as the ship suddenly lurches. The mast groans and cracks, finally giving way to the weight of the centuries catching up to it. As the mast crashes onto the deck, it tears a trench right through the middle of the wood, mere meters from you. The water of the cove rushes over the deck as the ship begins to sink from its perch into the deeper waters.
I didn't like you, but I want to see you buried right. Yep.
Gideon, showing the utmost respect, picks up Prick and throws him over the edge into the water before all of our agents take one last leap from the deck and splash into the icy waters below. As we fade to black. 3 days later, we fade up on the familiar site of White's Tavern. Our agents sit around, pints in hand, with Mervyn and Assumpta. Mervyn went and got chips for everyone, and he's ripped the bag open in the middle of one of the bar tables so everyone can go at them family style. Cow is over by the pool table, trying to eat one of the yellow balls, but ends up just licking it into the corner pocket.
I didn't have Diet Coke. I didn't have normal Coke either. So you've got Dr. Pepper and Guinness.
Look, I'll be honest. It's not bad. It's not the worst thing I've had. It's no El Fuego numero 8.
She's asked me for something I didn't have. I did my best. All right?
At least order a couple of those fish glasses, though. Makes a difference.
I don't know where to get them.
I pocketed one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. There you go. And there's a grenade, just in case.
A grenade?
Jesus.
That is an ancient explosive. Very interesting, Maddie Murphy. And you've also just left this cat to wander about here as well? Am I to look after that as well?
No. My plan is that she will imprint on Kai and vice versa, and they'll look after each other.
That's beautiful.
But all under my roof, correct?
Sometimes.
How's the leg?
Been better. got
can
a cane now.
Can you feel this?
Yeah, no, don't put my leg.
Can you feel this? I just grip it.
What are you doing, Matt?
It's like a handbag.
Don't feel my leg.
I apologize, I shouldn't have done that.
He has a wife in New Zealand.
Is this something?
Show us a picture.
Yeah, show us a picture of your
Go
wife.
On.
They're at home. I don't have pictures of my wife on me.
Nothing in your wallet?
Just describe her.
Probably a couple of condoms and that thing.
Sorry, you guys think I don't have a wife?
Kinda.
A little bit.
It's feeling that way. New Zealand feels like it has air quotes around it.
I seriously injured myself to help you two.
Look, you were helping
and I
Ireland.
Feel like I'm not getting the respect I deserve.
You helped Ireland. You saved Ireland by your actions.
I'm sorry, but that wannabe would have done jack shit had he made it to the service. He would have maybe killed 3 or 4 people and then someone would have shot him. I don't believe that he was a threat to the country.
I mean,
he made your leg old.
Yeah.
He could make everyone's legs old. Who knows?
He could have increased in power and eventually aged the whole world. You said it yourself, Golden Graveyard.
Here, medical question, Gideon. Do you think that old leg's going to age at the same rate as the rest of his body?
Oh, or will he catch up to the leg?
Exactly.
I'm going to go see a real doctor.
Whoa.
That's a bit harsh.
That is a bit harsh. I am medically trained.
For eyes?
For eyes.
Yeah.
Aye, but like, legs are just the eyes of the torso. Because they see the ground that you walk mm-hmm. on.
Oh, you've mm-hmm. read the textbooks?
Yes.
Dolan.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot together. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say, I don't know, it just feels like you're just holding back.
You don't trust us fully yeah. the way that we trust everyone else.
I feel
other.
Like we trust each other.
We parent now. We co-parent. Parent.
We co-parent. We almost did a combo on Valdez. Didn't quite work out. But we need to...
But in principle, it would have been really good.
In principle.
No, I agree. When I was lying on the ground with my broken ribs and my withered leg, I thought if this had worked out, this would have been worth it.
Aw.
I'm glad it worked out in the end. I'm sorry about your ex.
Oh, yes. I believe
yeah.
your ex turned up.
Yeah, a few times. It was surprising. He was well, and then he wasn't, and then he was well again, and then he really wasn't. It was a roller coaster, much like when we were together. It was nice to see him. It was tough. It's been a lot of death for Maddie.
Well, listen, fair play to him. For he did, you know, he did put his life in the line to save yours and to save Ireland from, as you put it, Dolan, a man that wouldn't have done much damage.
I really don't think he would. I just think
I mean,
he
you
would.
Have lifelong injuries.
Yeah, look, any idiot with a baseball bat can inflict lifelong injuries on me. Like you don't need to be a magical being.
Sounds like a challenge.
Don't hit me with a baseball bat. I mean...
You're nothing if not pragmatic, Dolan.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, listen, we had a great adventure. I think I went into this one with a lot of bitterness. And I treated a lot of people unkindly.
I think I went into it without a lot of bitterness and I left with a lot of bitterness.
We arrived from a wake, we went to a wake, and now I have another wake to go to.
Oh, speaking of which, actually, I did a wee follow-up on the regulars there. So after you lot left, I brought my wife for that belated date. Turned out no one in the bar has any recollection of it all. They just thought it was a one-day wake. You were gone for a week. I called round and I saw Kai was still outside, so I thought I'd just walk her home. I assumed that you either had it all under control or yous were dead. And to clarify, you might have been away a week, but you're not getting any extra per diems.
So if it had felt much longer for us, you would be giving us a lot more money?
It'd be
yes,
worth a conversation.
But honesty is key here, don't lie. No, you're not getting £14.
We were away a week.
Yous can have one more of these Dr. Pepper Guinness things.
You need a name for it?
I've already poured 6 of them.
I was going to call it brown gold, and then I go and stroke the cow.
A lovely pint of brown gold.
Cheers.
And that's a wrap.
And so we've come to the end of this wee story. Our knuckles came face to face with an honest-to-God seaman and lived to tell the tale. Join us next time as we continue our fight against fright. And remember, stay vigilant out there unless you want to find yourself in the bad articles.
Hey folks, thank you so much for listening to our silly little show again. We have had a blast putting the second article together and we can't wait to welcome you back to Wrath Ghoul once again. The Bad Articles is created by J.R. McCormick and Aidan Kelly. It is produced at Felburn Studios by the wonderful Clark Phillips, with additional sounds and voices from the very far away Conleth McVeigh. Starring Laura Conlon as Maddie Murphy, Patrick Meyer as Dolan Gibbons, and Niall McKenna as Gideon Hubble. Featuring Conleth McVeigh as Clary Postman. If you have enjoyed The Bad Articles, we encourage you to spread the word by telling your friends about the show. We can do all of the marketing in the world, but nothing beats your pal telling you to check out something cool. If you'd like to discuss anything related to The Bad Articles with other fans or those of us who make the show, we have a Discord community where you can do just that. And if you want to support the show further, you can head on over to our Ko-fi and drop us a little tip to help keep the lights on and the cast warmed. Improvisers are notoriously chilly people. You can find links to everything you need in the show notes. My name is J.R. McCormick, and I will see you on the other side.